just a gentle forehead scan, and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day sale. Everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Kohl's two-day sale, Tuesday and Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Kohl's, expect great things.
Don't miss The Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute, that's me. The Dennis George Show. It's a whole new way to watch radio. We're back Sundays, 9 to 11. More fun than legally allowed. Here on the Big 550.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
hemorrhoids.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We're about to get
a lot of that going around. They say truck drivers. You know,
yeah.
I guess from sitting a long time. Wait a minute. We sit. Uh-oh. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 3rd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. I have a bit of good news and a big announcement to make concerning the Good Feet Stores, and I will also tell you what those stores are. They're not shoe stores. You keep your own shoes. You wear the shoes that you were wearing before. What you change is how you feel. We're going to try to eliminate some pain, and there's a good chance we can. We'll talk more after we do a round of introductions.
Hey!
The control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to change jobs and have $25,000 or more saved up, or saved, we'd like you to call Mark and Jason. They can advise you on what to do with the money in
down?
Your employer plan.
Can you have money saved down?
I don't know. I don't think that.
I do.
You know, you put money down.
I've been
on
saving down for years.
You yeah. save up to put money down.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
For their phone number and more, you can go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser on. Dan, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
I didn't know that. No, I didn't know that.
Our rat boy heard us talking about the Rams game, how exciting it was after going into overtime and that field goal. He played, do you guys know rat boy played high school football?
No.
Quarterback and famous for the... I've never heard of it. The what play?
Cheese.
The cheese play.
Oh.
He said he called the cheese play and they'd win every time.
Maybe you have to explain to us what that is later.
Not very funny, just you know, as it is. I'm sure it's hilarious when he tells us the whole story.
Yeah.
Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The big news and the good news. When you do what we do for a living, is simply this. I don't really know when Good Feet came on board. I want to say about 3 years ago. And the initial contact from the Good Feet people, it's a national chain, but there are, you know, local regional owners. And the initial contact was that they asked me if I would, I think it was something like 6 weeks, go on and let's see how it goes. And I said, I'm sorry, I don't do that. I don't need to be tested. And besides, you can't really realize the impact that real advertising, effective advertising can make if you do it for a short time and run away. The longer you're with it, if it works, if it really works, it's just going to work even better and better and better. So we parted company. And then they came back and they asked again. I said, this is still the same deal. We need to go, you know, 6 months. Because by then, if you can't begin to see the results of what you're doing, then I wouldn't blame you. I'd cut, too. That was about 3 years ago, and they've been with us ever since, and they just decided they want to stick around for 2013.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Good Feet Stores. which tells me, and I worry about some products or sponsors, advertisers, services. I worry that we might not do the job they want us to do. I mean, that's just human nature. You want it to work. And because of the nature of certain things, it's not fun. It's not, you know, it's not fun selling. You know, a Meanies is fun. But, hey, let's go look at pinball machines and foosball and things like that. This is art supports, not a very exciting thing. And so I was hoping, man, if they go 6 months, I hope that they get enough people to walk in and say they're AM to BM. They go, you know what, this is worth continuing. Well, it has been for them. And I have you folks to thank for that, because you're remembering when you go into the Goodfeet stores to say that you're there because you're AM to PM. Many of you have found pain relief there. Some of you haven't. And if you really want truth in advertising, the last thing I would tell you is, I don't care who you are, what your problem is, if you go in the Goodfeet store, let me tell you something, you're going to find the relief you're looking for. The chances are you will, but there's no guarantee of that. There are certain conditions, foot conditions or conditions that are foot-related, causing pain other places, that absolutely do require surgery, something beyond what an arch support could do. But many, many people who thought they would be facing surgery or a lifetime of taking painkillers or therapy find the relief in one stop, and that is the Goodfeet store. And there are three places in the St. Louis area to make that one stop. It's a very simple process. You do not need an appointment. You walk in. You're going to be there 30, 40 minutes, maybe less, maybe a little more. I don't think most people are there more than 40, 45 minutes. And you'll be amazed at how simple it is, but sometimes simple is the best way to attack and approach anything. You're in pain. And they're going to assume the pain is coming from your feet because of the way you stand, walk, distributing your weight. And they're going to try an arch support or two or three. And if the right one is put in and you step down on it and you walk across that store, you're going to know. You're going to know if you found what you were looking for. And if you haven't, you're out 30, 40 minutes, and we still appreciate that you went there and said you're AM and the PM, but you'd be amazed at the thousands and thousands of people whose neck pain, headaches, back pain, knee pain, hip pain, whatever, foot pain, of course, was eliminated, alleviated, because of what Goodfeet was able to do. GoodfeetStLouis.com is the website, locations, and again, you don't need an appointment. On Olive, just west of 270, across from Fridays. In South County, on Union Road, across from Macy's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's. Or Goodfeet St. Louis, as I said, goodfeetstlouis.com. Emails. Frank, it's been a couple days. Haven't heard the Sean Connery from Untouchables. Would you do that? Another one here. Dear Frank, love
who sent that?
Well, hang on. Albert Delmeyer.
Oh.
Yeah. From Redbud, Illinois. Here's one. Frank, love the Connery. Can't tell it from Sean himself. When you get a chance, would you please do the line again from The Untouchable? Here's another
who
one.
Who sent that one?
Gil Schwanmeyer.
Oh.
From New Baden, Illinois. Here's one. Dear Frank, can't get enough of the Sean Connery. Could you do the line from The Untouchables about pulling a knife and pulling a gun? I love it, love it, love it. Call me something galore. I can't, it's a,
huh.
I can't read
galore.
The writing. Something galore. Something galore. Yeah. Okay. Okay, folks. That's what you want. They pull a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way, and that's how you get Capone.
You know, until I hear myself do it, I can't understand why they want more.
Yeah.
And then I hear.
And then you remember.
Then I realize. Yeah. It's that good. I don't know what I was going to say.
It's crazy good.
It is crazy. Thank you, Dan. Let's see. Oh! A way to ruin a Christmas surprise. So I get an email, and it's a confirmation. What it is really not important, but I'll just tell you that I've told you before, I live in the woods, and we don't have DSL, we don't have UVerse, we don't have cable, so
there are only two ways to get high speed, and the one way is what I've been using. It's not the best. It's an air card, hotspot, whatever you want to call it. You're limited to 5 gigabytes, but apparently now DirecTV offers by satellite high-speed internet. I get an email this morning from DirecTV confirming my order of this package. It's a bundled package of high-speed internet, a more expansive line of programming. It's a bunch of great stuff. But I'm sitting here looking at it going, I didn't order that. So I call my daughter because she, you know, she lives with us. She lives, and I thought, well, maybe she ordered a movie or something, and they messed the order up. So I called her, and I said, hey, did you order something for DirecTV? She said, and there's this pause. She says, what are you talking about? And I read it to her. I said, this is a whole package of stuff. And I didn't order it. And they've got our address here and the confirmation that apparently this took place yesterday. I didn't do it. And then she said,
she says,
now it's ruined. And I said, what are you talking about? She and the boys, all three kids, have been working on this for a couple of 3 weeks. They've been in contact with Direct. They have finally decided they're going to go in together and get us. Because, see, I can't get, like, that Netflix stuff. Because you need high speed.
Right.
There's a lot we can't do. So they decided to go in together and get us what we've needed for so long. And it was going to be a huge surprise that they knew when we'd be away, have a guy come do it. We come home. Boom. Merry Christmas. Look, you can now go on and get Netflix. And now the whole surprise is ruined because the DirecTV sends the confirmation to me and my email address that they have an appointment to come to the house. Oh, my goodness. She was devastated. So I just said, look, it's really not that big a deal because here's the good news. Even though we know about it, we're not going to really open the package until the guy comes out and everything's hooked up. Then, that's the gift. When you get on and go, wow, now I can get Hulu or, you know, whatever the heck, movies we couldn't get before. I said, so it's still going to be a big surprise. But I guess the point here is if you order something for somebody, even to be shipped to somebody, make sure you tell. If it's anything from Amazon or wherever, do not send the confirmation of shipping of the gift to the recipient. Send it to me.
Yeah.
Because this could blow a lot of surprises for people, and not everybody would tell you. They might get it and go, somebody's sending me a television or whatever it is, an iPad. So, boy, make sure you tell them. No confirmation to the recipient. My dad needs a phone, and my brother says we have to get him a phone that is, and this is going to sound, and we're literally going back 20 years now. He needs a speakerphone because he's really, really so close to totally deaf that the best hearing aids he can still barely hear. So he needs a speakerphone with a loudspeaker, but he needs one that won't be out of service when you lose power, because most speakerphones are part of a cordless system, and if the power goes out because they plug in, you have no phone. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
So my brother says, I know that there used to be a phone, and it sat in a cradle. It was a handset with a coil cord, and it was a speakerphone, and I'm almost positive that there was a way that it worked without power, without being plugged in. I told my brother, I said, that's almost impossible because you can't power an amplified speaker through just the phone cord. He said, would you check on this? He said, if you're wondering what to get him, he said, this will be your assignment here. Just to... I go into Amazon, and in about 3 minutes, I just typed in, I think Google first, speakerphone that works with power outage. Boom! Panasonic makes exactly what we're looking for, but the speaker is powered with two AA batteries. So if you lose power,
that runs on.
You still have your phone, and you don't need, you don't even ever plug it in. Twice a year, you just change the batteries. It was $39 or whatever, and I'm almost ashamed to say this. I don't think I've ordered anything from Amazon. The last time was maybe 5-6 years ago, and that was one time. And I am blown away at how I did. You see the special segment, Peon? I think it was on CBS. I think it was Sunday morning on Amazon.
Yes.
And their warehouse. Did you see that?
Yes.
And their warehouses and how they ship. It's beyond belief.
Well, and we talked about a story on Friday when you were on assignment, I think. Paul Harris was here. And Amazon has a thing called Amazon Prime where you pay $79 a year and you get anything shipped for free.
Oh, the safe, the canned safe.
So we talked about that. The safe was, I can't remember
1,700 pounds.
Yes.
And it would have been a $700 shipping charge.
Yes.
I saw the story.
Yeah, that's funny.
But here's the deal. I'll have this phone tomorrow, and when I go out and see my dad, I'll just take it, we'll hook it up, plug it in, and we're done. And it's just amazing to me, that whole Amazon thing. Right, the day after Christmas, the 26th, they're going to have another one of these Kennedy Center Honors. I'm confused about what that really is.
I've never understood
it. I don't get it. Because look, they're honoring Dustin Hoffman, David Letterman, Led Zeppelin, and then some woman who actually seems like she deserves to be honored. Because to me, Kennedy Center Honors, that almost like a Nobel Prize. That's like something above and beyond, like humanitarian thing. No, Led Zeppelin. What did David Letterman do except get paid well for what he was hired to do, that you deserve the Kennedy Center on? What is that?
Did Johnny Carson get one?
I think so.
Wow.
But it seems to me that we honor people who, if you really look at what they did, they were talented and gifted and got paid well for it. And we honor them for that. I don't get that. Why don't we honor doctors at the Kennedy Center Honors who save people's lives and invent artificial valves and stuff? Honor those people. Well, my wife has done it again. I will tell you what she said, and she asked me not to say. She says, "I hope you're not going to go on the air with this." And I said, "Of course I am." She said, "Why do you do that?" I said, "Because it's funny." And she says, "But you know what I meant." I said, "No, I know what you said. And here's the story. There was a story on TV about a lady who just turned 112. My wife and I are in the same room. The TV is on. We both see the story. And she says, whew, she says 112. She said, "Just think about something. Let's say you're 60 years old. You know now, if you're going to live to 112, that you're going to be around another 60 years. And I said, "What?
What?"
She said, "Yeah, if you're 60, you're looking at another 60 years. I said, "It's 112. She said, "Yeah, 6 and 6 is 12.
Oh,
I'm not making this up.
Oh, man.
Now, by her own admission, she'll tell you she hated math. She was horrible at math.
Well, she's 6 and 6 is 12.
6 and 6 is 12,
112. So her math is correct.
Right.
In that thinking.
I said, 60 and 60, though, is 120 years, not 112. You know what I meant. It always ends with that. You know what? I'll be not going to go in here and tell that story. Knowing, of course, she knew that I
would.
I have to.
Yeah,
I'm obligated.
No choice.
Maybe the lady
it's
will
what
live.
I do. All right, I went to Vegas about 10 days or so ago, and one of the things I noticed was at night, all the women who looked like they were so miserable but were trying to look comfortable in high-heel shoes, and I mean high-heel shoes. I don't get how women can stand the suffering that has to go with high heels. Check this story out. There are more and more women who are paying thousands of dollars to surgically, this is not a joke, surgically alter their feet so they can wear high heels comfortably. In fact, surgical procedures like shortening or removing toes.
Whoa.
They're having their little toe removed completely. They're having toes trimmed down. They're having foot injections. They're having doctors inject essentially some kind of collagen. Think of planting padding under the skin of your foot,
yeah,
so that it'll be more comfortable. 87% of women say they've had foot problems from wearing uncomfortable or ill-fitting shoes like high heels. That is according to the American Podiatric Medical Association. And this woman that they they talked to who had one of her toes sawed off, basically, or cut off. She says, I never have felt this good about anything I've ever done. I know it's vain, but now I can wear high heels. Some women are having collagen put into the balls of their feet, the heels of their feet, and they say it's like walking on pillows when you wear high...
What?
Here's an idea. Just don't wear them.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't wear high heels.
Women only wear those for other women. I'm convinced
Bingo.
Of that.
That is absolutely true. In fact, I didn't have time to get to it. There's an article out today.
Oh, yeah, that one I saw.
They just finished a bunch of research, and they showed men and women pictures of women. Guess whose eyes go right to the boobs? Women's. Women's eyes went to the boobs before men's did, and they followed
to measure up
their scan of their eye, where their eyes were looking. Women check out other women's bodies. The men in the survey went for the face and stayed on it longer. Women went, boom, right to butt, boob.
Women
check out women. I'm telling you, they'll never admit to this stuff, but it's true. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is, instead of most jokes that are, most jokes I say I've known for decades, this is actually a joke I never heard till about 10 or 12 years ago. And I love it when those come along. And it's the story of a guy who goes to see his doctor. It's actually not his doctor. It's the first time he's ever visited this doctor's office. He wanted a stranger, the doctor who he didn't know and who didn't know him, and the reason will become obvious. He won't tell the receptionist or the nurse what the problem is. And finally he gets in and the doctor says, well, I see you were not willing to fill out the part where it says reason for visit. He says, Doc, I'm embarrassed. He says, I'm constipated. And I mean, I'm really severely constipated. The doctor says, well, let's take a look. And he has him drop his pants, his underwear, and has him bend over.
Oh.
The doctor goes in there. And he gets a light, and then he grabs an instrument, and he pushes it into the guy's butt. And when he, it sounds like this. He said, my goodness, there's some kind of blockage. He said, all right. He starts asking about his diet. There's nothing unusual about the guy's diet. He says, we're going to have to break this loose. He says, and then analyze what we come up with. So he bends him over, and he puts a metal pan under there, and he takes kind of a miniature jackhammer kind of thing and breaks this up, and poof, everything falls out. He says, put your pants back on, sit down. I'm going to run down the hall to the lab, and I'll be right back. He comes back and he says, well, he says, I got the solution for your severe constipation, I think. He says, I saw when you filled out the form before you came in to see me, where you wouldn't put the problem, but you did put down here your occupation is construction worker. Is that right? He said, that's right. I'm a construction worker. I'm always on the job site. He said, okay, well, that would confirm the analysis of the lab testing. He says, what do you mean? He says, well, here's what I mean. You can avoid the serious constipation problem in the future if on the job site you'll stop wiping with cement bags.
Here's Tim Weiland. Let's see how traffic's looking now, Tim.
All right, thanks a lot, Dan. We've got a couple of problems out there on northbound 270 at 370. We've got an accident. You're slow again just east of McDonald through New Florissant. Also, you're slow from Highway 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. And now we've got an accident eastbound 70 at Highway 94 that has two right lanes blocked. So expect that backup to go approaching Zumbel. On southbound 270, it is stop and go now from Olive down through through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64, it's that normal slowdown. Kings Highway through McCausland. Spady out through Mason, and then you're heavy again around Timberlake Manor. You're also going to find a slowdown between 94 and just a little bit west of Highway K. On northbound 55, it looks like they've cleared that stall at Park, so things are running a little bit better. And on, looks like southbound 55, you just have a little slowdown Potomac through 4500 South Broadway. And this report's brought to you by the new Kia Optima Limited midsize sedan with elegance, performance, technology. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiastlouis.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the Grand in the Morning.
Join us Tuesday morning when we talk to Westport Pharmaceuticals. They invented technology to make it harder to make meth, plus ABC Newsman Sam Donaldson and Pat Blassie from All Care Travel.
Join us. McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because this year, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-900-5797.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-900-5797. That's 1-800-900-5797.
Ever notice how some homes have a style all their own? The secret? It all starts with the floors. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 70 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing you the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. Here's a suggestion. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood flooring is on sale for an incredible $6.99 a square foot installed. That's right. You can have beautiful, pre-finished, solid oak hardwood floors installed for only $6.99 a square foot. This sale is for 3/4 inch thick, 2 1/4 wide, solid oak hardwood, and your choice of 7 gorgeous colors. This is a high-quality, American-made hardwood floor installed by our own Union Craftsmen. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and give your home the beauty it deserves. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Jim is 38, mortgage, married, 3 great kids. He wants to protect his family with a $500,000 term life insurance policy. What do you think it'll cost him? $100 a month? $60? $40? Actually, none of the above. Jim is in excellent health and can get a 10-year $500,000 policy through SelectQuote for under $19 a month. Jim's wife, Deirdre, 36, and also in great health, can get a 10-year $500,000 policy for under $16 a month. See how much you can save.
For a free quote, call 1-800-300-0376. That's 1-800-300-0376. 1-800-300-0376. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael White, a general dentist at Webster Dental Care. Over the years, we've talked about anxiety-free dentistry, stabilizing your lower denture, and affordable dental care. We now have same-day crown service, and we keep up to date with the latest dental technologies, including brand new state-of-the-art digital x-ray system. But what I really want to talk to you about today is what I call common sense dentistry, which means the biggest trend in dental care over the last 10 years has been raising fees. If you recently have been to a dental consultation and somebody is quoting you multiple thousands of dollars just to fix 1 or 2 teeth, please come by our office for a second opinion. Give us a chance. We haven't raised our fees in over 5 years. We know what's going on in the economy today, but more importantly, we know what's going to happen in the economy very soon. Our office will stay common sense, but yet we will not sacrifice on quality or service. Please call Webster Dental Care at 96-TEETH. That's 968-3384. Call us today. Give us a chance. I promise you won't regret it.
float down the river music.
Tiny bubble.
Of course, it'd be the ocean you'd be floating on. This guy was in Hawaii, Don Ho. And this guy we're about to talk to was born in Hawaii. Says he can't wait to get back there one day. No, wait. Oh, wait. He goes to Hawaii about six times a year. I'm thinking of somebody else. Mike Evans is who we're talking about. He's brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. You can find out more at thompsonprice.com. Say hello to Mike Evans, everybody.
Come on, man. So you guys are just having killer weather, huh?
Yeah, we are. It's beautiful.
70 as we speak.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How unusual is that?
Well, it's unusual, except...
First time ever.
Same thing last year, but I think this year it's going to fall apart where it really didn't, but a few times last year.
Wow. Good for you guys. Hey, we start out with a pop quiz question. Are you ready?
Ready.
How about the St. Louis Rams beating the 49ers?
Yeah. I was so glad I stayed with that and watched the end of that game.
That was unbelievable.
That was great.
Oh, no, really, that was unbelievable.
It was.
There you go.
Who does Rihanna? Say it's her inspiration. Mariah Carey. Jennifer Lopez. Madonna. Yeah, really. The latest on Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
And it's all bad. It's all bad. Lifetime Television Network insisted that Lindsay sign a clause in her contract that she not drive while shooting Liz and Dick. Well, she did drive, and she got in a wreck. It's that wreck in Malibu that she's being charged with. That happened while she was shooting the movie. It caused a three-week delay in shooting the movie, costing the network a lot of money. Now they want their money back. They're suing Lindsay Lohan to get it back.
Is it just me, or does Liz and Dick sound dirty? It sounds like a dirty name for a movie. Liz and Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys, they're laughing. They think it's funny.
Nasty.
Yeah, they are.
Back in New York, The Catch, Electric Lounge, Rooftop, Boom Boom Room, LeBaron, all of those nightclubs of barred Lindsay Lohan. She's not welcome in any of those places. Those are the hippest clubs in New York. Lindsay has now offered four different stories on how that woman that got punched and how it happened in New York. One, she says that the girl got right in her face, and the only way she could get her out of her face is to just sort of push her away. Two, she tells some people it's a setup. She had planned for months to be there because this woman was going to plan for months to be there so she could do something and end up suing Lindsay for money. It was a setup. Three, she tells some people that the girl stole Lindsay's sister Ali's purse and that Lindsay had just put $10,000 inside. And four, when she got back to the hotel, she said, I didn't hit anybody. She made that up. I didn't hit her. I did not touch up.
Those stories are all almost identical. Yeah. Oh, wait. No, they're not. They're four
exactly.
different stories.
Dina, Lindsay's mom, says none of this is Lindsay's fault. It's all denial. And if things couldn't get any worse for Lindsay, the IRS has seized all of her bank accounts.
Ooh.
Wow.
Good.
They say she owes back taxes and may charge her with fraud.
Whoa.
You know, things aren't going too good for Lindsay Lohan.
No.
Yeah. Movie review. Playing in limited release, going nationwide in the next couple of weeks, a movie called Silver Linings Playbook, starring Bradley Cooper, Robert De Niro, Jennifer Lawrence. The plot has Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence, both with mental issues, who find each other and try to help each other get their lives back together. Well acted, great script. Everything about this movie works. 3.5 stars. Great film. Silver Linings Playbook.
Hey, should I lay my joke on him that I did with Don Meadows Dixon, my homemade joke? You'll remember when I say it.
Yeah.
Mike, Bradley is going to be doing a movie with, you remember the Austin Powers movies? And remember that the little character, Mini-Me? They're going to have one of those for Bradley. He's going to be called Mini Cooper.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Mike's almost cut out. He's not laughing.
Thank you.
I don't hear any laughter.
Thank you. Mini Cooper.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
One more Jennifer Lawrence. She's actually becoming one of my favorite actresses. I like her. She only got paid $15,000 when she shot Winter's Bone.
That was a great movie.
It was nominated for an Oscar for it.
Most people didn't see it. It's a
great movie.
Yeah, very good.
Missouri, shot in Missouri.
Yes.
and then segued from that to her lead role in Hunger Games, got paid $1 million for that. And it was so good, they're shooting the Hunger Games sequel now. She's being paid $10 million for that.
A nice little increase from, what was the first amount?
$15,000.
$15,000 to $1 million to $10 million.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Nice jump.
Movie news, the mustard, I think, has come off the Brad Pitt hot dog.
Oh, boy.
His new movie, Killing Them Softly, opened Friday, 2,600 screens, came in sixth place.
Wow.
That is an F. I can't think of the last time he's had a real big financial hit.
I don't remember. Did you see the movie?
I did not.
Okay, I didn't know if you had seen a screening of it or not.
I did not. I didn't have any desire to, really.
No, I like Ray Liotta, and it's mob-type stuff. It sounds like it ought to be good, but, hey, seventh is not good. Maybe people read reviews I didn't read.
There
you go.
They
like what they read.
And finally. Who does Rihanna say was her inspiration, Mariah Carey, J-Lo, or Madonna?
Man, can I not care less about this?
I'll say J-Lo.
Mariah Carey.
The skank, Madonna.
Answer is Mariah Carey.
Told you.
I'm Mike Evans, Hollywood Sam.
Told you. I don't care about any of those women, really. I like Shania Twain.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen her lately.
Vegas.
She still looks good.
Vegas last weekend. She looks just fine, Shania. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Do we have we have a couple minutes, don't we?
I think so.
Before we have to break and do anything. Here's a job you don't think about. And when people are going, what can I do? I need a job. This is an actual job that you just never think about anybody having, but they do have it. And it's repo men. But not when you think of a repo man going and grabbing some guy's truck because he's 4 months back on payments or taking a bass boat or furniture out of the house. These are people who repo from the wealthiest of the wealthy. For example, a $50 million yacht.
Oh, man.
Now, these people in this economy, when they go down big. They lose lots and lots of money. They're reluctant to give up the lifestyle. So they'll hang on to this stuff until they're forced to let go of it. There are people who are literally licensed, Coast Guard licensed yacht captains who are sent in to hot wire, fire up, and pull away in these yachts. There are people who repo multi-million dollar private jets.
Wow.
This would be a good job.
Wow.
You know, you got to go pick up some guy's Lamborghini and drive it, I don't know, three states away, or at least to a point where they can trailer it and take it wherever it has to be taken. I think this might be the way to go if you're going to be. But of course, you'd have to be able to fly the jets. Just anybody, I think, could go pick up a truck. But this is a pretty interesting story. They've got, they mentioned, like race horses. They have to go, and now that I wouldn't care for because you're not going to ride the horse out of there.
Right.
But they mention, I guess the most fun would be taking the yachts, the planes, and the really, really expensive
Lamborghini
cars.
Lamborghini or something.
Yeah, from the very wealthy who just decided months ago they wanted to stop paying on things. So something to think about, young people, as you're getting out of school and you have that degree, maybe you need to go get a pilot's license or learn how to captain a yacht, and you can go repo those things from really wealthy people. Been going to Ballast Dental Care for 39 years. I will let you know when I hit the 40-year mark. I don't know the exact date, but I know it's March or April, and I think March of next year. I know that by April, I will absolutely have hit the 40-year mark at Ballast Dental Care. And all that time, they've been in two locations. When I first started going, they were on Ballast in a little house that had been zoned commercial, so the house had been turned into an office, a dental clinic. And then years ago, they moved to the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, right down the street. But they needed more room. They needed to expand because business just kept getting better and better and better. And I can't take any credit for all those years of growth up until about, 11, 12 years ago. Prior to that, Ballast Dental Care grew because people told other people, you can't believe this wonderful dental clinic I found. I've never been anywhere like this. I've never met people like this. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not apprehensive anymore. And people would tell other people, and the end result is that now they have 10, they can accommodate 10 patients at a time, and they're ready for you as a new patient. You're not going to hear not taking new patients or see you a year from next Thursday. They'll get you in. They'd love to have you. They love AM and the PM people, and you're going to love this place. And I know that sounds weird, loving any dental office, but you will. No more being freaked out. No more being scared. No more anxiety. It's over. It's over. Ballast Dental Care. I know what I'm talking about. 39 years, almost 40. And I've actually been tempted and enticed by a couple of other dental clinics to leave and come with them so I could talk about them on the radio. And they were going to pay me pretty well. I'm not going to do it. Don't want to leave. Don't want to leave. You find a really great dental clinic, that's something you don't want to change. I found yours. Ballast Dental Care. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com.
All right, let's see if traffic's lightening up a little bit right now. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Well, it looks like they've cleared that accident eastbound 70 at Highway 94, but they're still working with the crash on northbound 270 at 370. Eastbound 270, that's getting a little bit better. You're just slow now as you approach Lindbergh through 170. Southbound 270 is slow, 64 down through Doherty Ferry. On, looks like westbound 44, heavy from the Guyer Road overpass as you try to ramp on to southbound 270 in that right lane. And then on westbound 64, heavy Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 through Mason, and you'll find a slow pocket from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Allstate. You should never have to face a breakdown alone, and you don't have to with Good Hands Roadside Assistance from Allstate. It's free to join and open to everyone. Register at allstate.com/roadside. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here comes a three. Bang! Lawrence has gotten Missouri's first 7 points, and the Tigers lead at 7-love.
Tomorrow, Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers take on the Red Hawks of Southeast Missouri State University. And you can catch all the action right here. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Very, very dangerous and deadly storm.
No mass transit operations on any lines.
Massive power outages. Power outages. Power outages.
Stay off the roads and indoors.
We want to make sure people have enough food and water for a while. We are working with the Salvation Army and the American Red Cross to bring in mobile kitchens.
Your donation will help. Log on redcross.org. A message from this station.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
Tuesday morning, it's a brand new feature on the Morning Quickie, heard here 10 till noon, Monday through Friday. And on this Tuesday, and as far as you know, every Tuesday going forward, unless the new feature sucks, it's Josh's new TV feature. What's Josh watching on TV? Oh, don't act like you don't care. You just listen to 10.
The Cochran Show, weekday mornings at 10. The Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. Call us now for details. Just call 1-800-861-9758. That's 1-800-861-9758. Call 1-800-861-9758.
Get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service. For a limited time, Hovers would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Call 800-226-9222.
800-226-0017. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. 800-226-0017. 800-226-0017.
To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Well, it's been a pleasure entertaining, educating, and informing you today. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hope you will, too. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Lowering gas prices might provide a little holiday cheer for some. The government says the national average price for regular unleaded gas is